Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by SCR Fence, design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business. For service commitment and reliability, visit scrfence.com. Limber Tree Services, the Hudson Valley's professional arborist, limbertree.com. And boy, yeah, call them after that last storm. North Elm Home Furniture, Accents, and Mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmavenue.com. And today, Tony Capalbo is here from the Phantom Gardener. Tony,
hey, Sally.
You've been plowing.
Oh, unfortunately, yes. I have been stuck in a truck for quite a few days now. Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, I think plow people are the most underappreciated people of winter.
I'll agree with you with that, especially after the last couple of days. Definitely.
Oh my gosh. My friend who lives in Rhode Island got 36 inches and just got plowed out on like Wednesday morning.
Sure.
Because his town doesn't have equipment big enough to do the work. And, you know, it's just, he was explaining to me, because he used to be the foreman of the Mid-Hudson Bridge, how a snowplow isn't as rugged as you think. You can really get screwed up by going sideways or flipping.
Oh, yeah, badly. Like, yeah, everyone thinks like, oh, just push this over here. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't, especially when you start getting the heavy, wet snow that we just got. Like that kind of stuff makes it a heck of a lot harder. If the ground is soft and the frost, if the ground isn't frozen, which now we've had a little bit of warm weather, so it took some of the frost out of the ground in spots, that makes it really hard. It gets to be difficult really quickly. And then throw a couple, you know, put cars that are parked in the wrong spot or, you know, things like that. And your day turns into a really long day pretty quick.
Yep. So I have always shoveled my driveway, which has a kind of a long straightaway. And then it has a other part where I park my car. But after not this last storm, but the one before it, I just couldn't move it. There was so much. And so my neighbor who has a plow came and plowed me. And it does a fabulous job. But I learned about the parking thing from that experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because
Yeah.
if I would have parked my car better, I could have had a better job. So it's kind of like our relationship with our plow people, you know, is like, okay, think about it for a minute. Think about you driving that. Think, because it's not just like pushing a shovel full of snow. There's a lot of snow in that plow.
A lot of snow, right? Depending on how wide it is, like, you know, I have a 9-foot plow on my truck. We do a commercial location actually up in Red Hook, and there's not supposed to be any overnight parking there. And a bunch of people left their cars parked in the parking lot there, but they weren't all in one spot. They were like staggered all about. So there's only two spots to put all the snow in this entire parking lot, and there were cars parked in both of those spots. So like I was almost at a standstill with where to put the snow, because there's literally was nowhere to go with it. There's houses and it's surrounded by houses and fences. And I'm like, oh, okay. So it took me almost twice as long to plow one place. Normally it would have taken me a half hour. It took me almost just about 50 minutes to plow this place and change up what I'm doing because of where the cars were parked, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're plowing for seven or 8 hours straight,
And you got to get everybody plowed.
Everybody. Right.
You know, commercial, residential,
right.
You know, people who are here, people who are not here.
Yep. Exactly. That's how we break up our list and our routes by who's here and who's not and who's commercial and who's residential. So if you're not here, you're going to get bumped to the end of the list. So,
So as a person who needs to be plowed, you got to think, you know, where do you want my car?
Right. As far over and out of the way as possible. Straight runs and straight pushes are the easiest. That way you're not getting stuck. And like if you have a straight driveway and you can turn 90 degrees and kind of pull off to one side, I can get right up behind your car, and then you won't even have to shovel around your car. I can push the snow right out from behind your car, and then all you have to do is back out of that spot and you're good. So, like anywhere, it's not easy to turn a truck with a plow. The snow tends to push you sideways. Even if you are turning your wheels, you can go straight if it builds up too much in front of you. It's not a, my truck is not 9 foot wide, and my plow is. And even when I go around corners, I still, the back wheels still run over part of that corner in the snow and kick snow back out in the driveway. So the straighter the driveway, honestly, the easier it is to plow. So if I got to do a lot of turning and moving around like that, it just makes the job so much harder. So if you can stay right off the side, it's easy.
And parking, it's good to think about parking because if you don't park in the right place, the plow person has to get out of the truck with a shovel. And that's more expensive. I
Oh
found
yeah.
that out,
I'm
from
charging you a lot more. If I have to get out and shovel and do all that, and I'm not lazy, it's not that, not about that. It's just more time. It takes extra time, especially with the heavier wet snow like that. It takes a lot more effort to start getting around and shoveling around. And now I'm pushing off other people who need to get out or need to be, have to move their cars. So yeah, when we have to get out and shovel, it adds a lot to the price.
So you can probably tell right now if you parked in the wrong place by looking at your driveway.
Oh yeah. I guarantee you. Especially with the last bit of snow that we got.
I feel like as close to my door as I can get is good because then I just have to shovel to my car and then there's room for the plow. But I have the additional problem of having a metal roof that slopes onto my driveway. So the other thing to think about is all that snow gonna come off the roof because it's heavy and fall onto my car. So it's like you just do the math. I mean, I know from roof raking, which I am so sick of roof raking, I could die. That I know how far out it's going to fall.
Years of experience, you've seen it enough now, you know where you got to be.
So, do you guys roof rake too?
No, we don't usually mess too much with that. I do my own house, but other than that, that's it. But yeah, and I had ice build up a couple weeks
Oh,
ago
yeah.
on mine. I had to go up there with a hammer and chip the ice off and not damage the shingles and keep the water from backing up into the house. And
Yeah.
oh yeah. Yeah, it
I had
was
my
a
roof pretty much cleared. And then this last storm, I got a foot and now I have icicles again. And I always feel like icicles are not a really great thing to have. They're pretty, but they mean they are ice.
Yeah, that can be a whole nother issue. Usually worried about them falling and hitting somebody or going through a window. I've actually, my when I was a kid, we had one fall off the house that I grew up in, and it broke a window. So yeah, you just got to be careful of stuff like that.
Yeah, and I can't get to part of them now because the snow is so, it never melted between storms. And this last foot put me over the top for being able to go out and walk in it.
I think it put everybody over the top. I think everybody, I haven't heard one person yet that's still saying, "Oh, the snow is so pretty," or, "Oh, I like winter." I think even the people who love winter at this point are like, "Okay, this has got to end soon."
Well, it's been like we never had a January thaw. So we never got that like little bit of respite, which I always love to go out and like find a place where I can just sort of maybe rake something or get or prune something.
Right.
Before the
Just
last storm, I saw a lot of crews out pruning fruit trees. And boy, how smart was that?
Well, and now is the time when you should be pruning, but it's hard. We pushed off a bunch of our pruning just because how do you clean it up? Like
Oh.
you can't. There's no, you're walking through 2 feet of snow, which is miserable in itself. Now try picking up all kinds of little sticks. Like it's just not a good time. So hopefully we get some of this to melt a little bit, and maybe the middle of January, or excuse me, the middle of March, we can start doing a little more pruning and maybe get to it. It'll be a little late, but it won't should still be fine at that point.
And you know, if you don't get to it, you don't get to it. It ain't gonna kill the tree,
Right,
you
exactly.
know? So, wait, we're gonna take a quick break. Tony Capalbo is here from the Phantom Gardener. He's one of our winter heroes. He's out there plowing for us, and I hope you've taken down some of these tips about where to park, to make it easier on you and everybody else as well. So, Garden Show and Home is brought to you by the Phantom Gardener. Sustainable and organic garden solutions on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. They're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and pretty soon they're going to be open like all the time. Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, gardener's destination for over 60 years, open year round. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. And Victoria Gardens, plant nursery and garden center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz. Close for the season, but plan for spring because it's hard to believe, but it might actually come. We're taking a quick break. We'll be right back.